Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and I'm pretty happy right now. Great first hour of our pledge drive. Thanks so much. We have folks who will give us money as a pledge match, and they're very generous people. I don't actually know who they are. Chris Jack calls them. I don't have the phone numbers of the people with that much money. They don't let me have those phone numbers, but somebody made $15,000 available to us to start off our pledge drive, and we hit that $15,000. Now, just so that you know, what we know we have to raise in an hour is much more than the matching pledge amount. We know that. And so internally, we look at that number. And for the first hour, that number needed to be in the ballpark of $30,000. We knew we needed to be in the – and we came awful darn close. We're about – what, $2,200 away? We're about $2,200 short? Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
Okay, so we're behind. Yeah. Now let's catch up.
Now Tim sees that as a negative. That's $2,200 behind. Well, okay, all right. You got to be negative. Yeah. But I just wanted to say thank you. Amen. I mean, thank you Amen. So much for getting us started. It's hard to describe the insecurity of asking people for money to support us. But like, if you look at our society right now, I mean, I have whenever I start a talk, and I haven't done a talk in a while, and I can imagine it'll be the same when we get back out on the road, I say, is everybody happy about how Western civilization is going? And they laugh because it doesn't matter if you're left wing or right wing, up or down. Everyone knows we're in serious trouble. Yeah. But the thing is, we know the answer, Tim.
Amen.
We know the answer. It's
Amen.
Jesus Christ and it's his church. And that's what built this culture. That's what will rebuild this culture. And so if you care about that, you want to share it desperately. And we do want to share it desperately. And it's extremely gratifying when other people join us in that work. That's all I can say. It's extremely gratifying. You can join us right now, 888-291-8000. We have another $15,000 match this hour. So every pledge is matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online. It also goes to the match if you give at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And you know, folks, I went to confession today, Cy, and afterward, I was just giving thanks to God, and, you know, it was one of those moments, it just hit me, you know, and tears are streaming down my face, and it hit me, not just this confession, but how many times the Lord has forgiven me over the last...
Gosh, think about that.
Since I came into the church in 1988. I can't believe it's been that long ago, brother, but 1988, and it just kind of overwhelmed me just thinking of God's goodness, his grace, his mercy, and the sacraments that we have as Catholics. And yet, millions who name the name of Jesus don't have the sacraments. And yes, God can reach some extraordinary ways, but they need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. They need the ordinary means of sanctification. We all need it for our salvation. And I don't know, Cy, it just hit me so strong today that we need, and I don't know how to do it. I'm trying my best, folks, to communicate this to you, how important the faith is in the midst of the darkness and chaos that we Amen. See in our culture. But folks, we need your help now. And yeah, we're behind, Cy, because we needed 30. But I too, am grateful for the 27,800 that came in. God bless you all. And we met the match, though.
Well, we did.
We went way over the match, which is really important. But folks, we need to go beyond that $30,000 mark. Because we want to remain strong, to be sure, but we want to take it beyond. You know, the reason why I mentioned we have the CASA course is because you folks, the folks who give, that's the only reason. Because we can't do it unless you give. As Cy said, we are absolutely dependent on y'all. That's the bottom line. But we want to do it this hour, folks. And I know a lot of you have given. God bless you. But a lot of you, come on now, you were thinking, oh, maybe... Now we really do need you. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines open at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have the greatest gift in the universe. In fact, he's right here in this building. in the most blessed sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Can you help us to give this great gift away?
888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. I want to share with you some of what folks said when they gave the first hour. We have a $15,000 match on right now, 888-291-8000, and then we'll go straight to the phones. James said, love your show. It has helped build and fortify my faith. James gave us $100. Thank you, James. You've just built and fortified our faith. Really, it means so much. Ramona, I just have a note here. Ramona, $2,000 first hour. God bless you. Thank you for that. Ramiz donated $1,000, became a President's Club member. Ramona's a President's Club member as well. We'll talk about President's Club at some point during this hour. Jim Cummings donated, said, waiting for Tim Staples to be in yet another movie. Get that acting career going, Tim.
Yes.
Miles donated and said, my favorite thing. Love you all. Thanks, Miles. But that's not my favorite thing, especially the all-star show of Tim and Cy. That's my favorite thing. Thanks, Miles. 888-291-8000, the number. Lots of lines open. I'm sorry. Lots of lines open.
888-291-8000.
Yeah.
My wife said it best when she called you just about a week ago.
Oh.
The Johnny Carson of Catholic radio hosts.
That meant so much to me. See, Tim knows this, and I don't know if Valerie knew this, but I'm a huge Johnny Carson fan. I think he was just brilliant as an interviewer.
I'm more of a Johnny Carson fan.
Yeah, and so that did mean a lot to me, yes. Let's go to the Philippines.
All right.
Jim in the Philippines watching on YouTube Live. Jim, thanks for your patience while we raised some money. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
That's okay. Sai, Tim, how are you guys doing?
Doing
well,
great, Jim.
You.
God bless
good morning.
Yeah, good morning for me. Yeah, my question is about the extent of what we can do with literature and pop culture. Now, let me explain. I came across news on Facebook once about a priest. I think he's an exorcist. Yeah, he is an exorcist with a very good track record, too, with, you know, cases of possession.
Yes.
Now, he campaigned against Harry Potter and even burned several copies of the books and movies.
Yes.
Saying that it's connected to some cases which he handled himself. But then I see other Catholic priests using Harry Potter for their videos and even comedy sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, I do not remember the Vatican having an official answer for Harry Potter specifically, but
right.
Does Harry Potter really go against paragraph 2117 of the Catechism? And between this priest using Harry Potter for his homilies and this priest who you can say has solid proof to campaign against it, who's right and wrong in the situation?
Yeah, well, this great question. Thanks for calling in. And this is a matter, as you said, where the church doesn't have an official position. I found there was actually a wonderful article. I wish I could remember the priest who wrote it in the L'Osservatore Romano, which is kind of the magazine of the Vatican in Rome, that had an article that I read that was negative toward Harry Potter, and I agreed with it. I will tell you, but see, this is something important at Catholic Answers. We have folks in this building who would not agree with me on that, and we have some that would. Because this is a matter that is not a matter that has been decided by the church. We have to take the teachings of the church and apply them the best way we can in these particular situations, but this is a matter of prudential judgment. I personally do not believe like the way obedience is rewarded. I don't like the focus on magic. It's not, in my opinion, like Tolkien or Lewis, in the way that it is used. It's put front and center in a way that I don't think is healthy. But that's just Tim Staples. We've got folks that are good Catholics that will disagree. And so we have to remember the old axiom attributed to St. Augustine. I have to check with Trent Horn to see, did Augustine actually say that right? On matters of liberty, freedom. On essentials, unity. That's the first line. I got it backward. On essentials, unity. Non-essentials, freedom. And in all things, charity. And so I believe as Catholics, we should have good conversations about why do you like and why do you not like Harry Potter? But when it comes to the essentials of the faith, my friend, there can be no compromise whatsoever. Thanks for your call. And folks, that's why we're here at Catholic Answers, to present the essentials of the Catholic faith, as well as, hey, we get into questions where we're free to agree and disagree as well. And I'll tell you something else we emphasize here at Catholic Answers. We tell you which is which. We are not going to put our opinions on the level of magisterium because we ain't, to use my best English, ain't the magisterium. But folks, we need your help because what we do here is present the teachings of the magisterium that are so much maligned in this country of ours. We have now, I mean, let's face it, we have a president of the United States who is Catholic. And folks, he doesn't just claim to be Catholic. He is Catholic.
Right.
But he is not in full communion with the Catholic Church. I'm sorry. When you publicly oppose infallible teachings of the church, you are not in full communion with the church. And we here at Catholic Answers have to take these hard stands and say, guess what? You know, as Lumen Gentium paragraph 14 says, if we do not avail ourselves as Catholics to all of the instruments God has given to us through his church, and if we are not faithful to the essential teachings of the church, not only can we not be saved. And by the way, that's Lumen Gentium, paragraph 14. This isn't Tim Staple speaking. Not only can we not be saved, but we will be held to the sharper judgment, the more difficult judgment. That's the bottom line. And so we, as Catholic Christians, have to stand up and we have to proclaim the truth. It doesn't matter if we have a president who's pro-abortion and he's Catholic. Are we going to be silent then and say, oh, no, we can't talk about it? No, we need to shout it all the louder and the clearer so that folks understand this is the infallible teaching of the church. And in order to be in full communion with the church, you must say amen to every single teaching of the church that is taught infallibly, and that's one of them. Folks, this is freedom, though. What we have to understand is this is freedom. We proclaim the gospel to set people free because you're not free if you're teaching it's okay to slaughter innocent babies. That's not freedom. That is bondage. And there is so much bondage in this country of ours, folks. We need your help at Catholic Answers right now. So can you do me a favor? We're going to double. Folks, we got a $15,000 match right now. We're going to double every dollar you donate right now. Folks, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, and I will guarantee you every dollar you give is going to go to the uncompromised proclamation of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. That's a guarantee. You can take that to the bank, and anytime, call in, talk to me, tell me one thing we've said that's not, and I'll change it on a dime. I'll guarantee you that. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from y'all now.
888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know, you hear these apologists come in here and one of the things that I love, I know you love it too, when Carlo or Trent takes a call from an atheist person who wants to have a challenging debate. I mean, Trent will do a whole hour or sometimes 2 hours on why are you pro-choice. You're never going to go to CNN or the secular media and they're allowing conversation on these things like we allow, because we're not afraid of it. That's we're right. not afraid to have a conversation with the world's smartest atheist about atheism, Amen. The world's smartest pro-choice person about being pro-life. We're not afraid because we know where the truth lies and it needs to be said. Our culture is in desperate need of it. So if you've enjoyed those shows where people can come and call who oppose us, who disagree with us, I'm sorry, you're just not going to see those people calling into your local cable news channel where you're only getting one side of the story when it comes mm-hmm. to issues like marriage or issues like abortion or issues like the sovereignty of God, who is greatly, greatly neglected in our society today, much to our detriment and most especially to the detriment of our children.
Amen.
888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. $15,000 match. We got a long way to go. I'm going to give Tim a great good piece of news here, and then I'm going to go back to the phones. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go to pledge if you want to do it on your computer or phone. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you want want to call in, 888-291-8000. All right, so we're talking at the beginning of this hour, right?
Yes.
By the way, we're really slow this hour. We got a long way to go to make even our $15,000.
I was just about to say that.
but we are really slow right now.
Okay.
Okay, but to help you over that,
okay,
you said at the beginning of this hour when I said we were $2,200 short of our total goal, like
right.
to be in perfect shape for the first hour. To,
right.
A guy calls up, and guess who gets on the phone? He gets Darren on the phone. His name is Robert in Colorado.
Yes.
He says, I'll make up the difference.
Oh, God bless you,
$2,200.
Robert.
Robert. Thank you so much for that. I'm glad you got to talk to Darren, too, the head of the radio department.
Robert, God bless you, man. That is what it's all about.
Isn't it? That's a beautiful thing to do.
My heart just leapt.
Yeah. So
that's beautiful.
You know, I'll just say for those of you who have invested in GameStop, just $170,000 to go to make our overall goal. If you want to just call up, you call Darren, talk to Darren.
$170,000.
That's Amen. Really nice, Robert. Really, really nice.
But you know what? Seriously, folks, I know on our last drive, we had a $10,000 donation.
Remember that? Yeah.
And that is very rare. Folks, you got to understand, at Catholic Answers, we don't get the big donations.
Rich people don't love us.
I don't know. I just know this, that I hear other apostolates and they get these huge gifts and such. We just don't. You know what we get? We get tens of thousands of moms and pops that give $25 a month, and that's how we exist. And so, folks, pick up that phone because we love you that give the one-time $20 gift.
Amen.
The one-time $25 gift. Those monthly gifts, as we said in the last hour, absolutely crucial, but it's $10 a month, $25 a month, $100 a month. Those are priceless to us. But I am going to ask you, there is somebody out there. Look, if you believe in what we are saying here, we need a voice that's going to proclaim the truth about the moral teachings of the church unabashedly, without compromise. You're going to hear that here. Maybe you need right now to write that check for $10,000. Folks, we are behind. We're way behind, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 open lines right now. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Maybe there's that $10,000 donation and that $5,000 donation out there right now. Both of you, call 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A long way to go to reach our goal, about $13,000 to reach the match this hour, the $15,000 match. So a long way to go. We go now to Gabriel in Cypress, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Gabriel, you there with us?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Gabriel.
Michael.
Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. My question is, how do you know you've had an experience with your guardian angel?
Oh, Gabriel, that's a great question. And really, Gabriel, this is something that God, you remind me of the story in Scripture of young Samuel. Do you know that story, Gabriel? Young Samuel, who was in the temple, he was an apprentice for Eli, who was the high priest at that time. And Eli was there, and Samuel was sleeping. Do you know this story, Gabriel? And he hears somebody call him, and so he thought it was Eli. And so he says, yes, and he came again. And so it happened twice. And then the third time, of course, Eli says, hey, that was the Lord. Next time he calls, answer him. Say, here I am, your servant is listening. And it's a great story. That is true history, by the way, really happened, that helps us to understand that as we grow in the Lord, that's how it works. At first, we don't know the voice of the Lord. But as we grow in prayer, and I'll tell you, Gabriel, that's the key, is regular prayer. We have to pray regularly, make a morning offering, spend some time in prayer every day, talking to the Lord. Say your prayer to your guardian angel, because look, you're not going to get to know them if you don't talk to them, right? Like your friends at school, you're not going to know them if you don't talk to them, right? That's the way it happens. And so, Gabriel, what happens as you grow, you'll be like Samuel, to where you'll hear a voice, you know, not necessarily audible. In fact, most often, 99.999% of it's not going to be audible. It's going to be in your heart, right? That still small voice, which is another verse from the great prophet Elijah, where God comes to him, and it's not in the fire and the storm and these powerful manifestations, but it, with a still small voice, he speaks. And that's the same way our guardian angels speak. But you know what? If you're going to hear a still small voice, you got to be quiet, right? So Gabriel, if you're always listening to music and always watching television and always got loud stuff going on, guess what? You're not going to hear the voice of the Lord, and you're not going to hear the voice of the guardian angel. But it will come over time as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and cultivate the interior life and begin to pray. Man, it's a wonderful ride being a Christian. Gabriel, you're going to fall, you're going to stumble, you're going to get discouraged over the years, but don't let anybody keep you down. You get right back up. Now, you probably have never heard of the movie Swing Time, the great 1936 Fred Astaire, Ginger Roberts, Rogers, Swing Time. It's a musical. Ask your parents to let you watch it. But famous line there. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again, right? And that is the spiritual life, right? The just man falls seven times in a day, but the wicked fall into mischief. That means the just man falls and gets up again. That's the difference between the wicked and the righteous. We get up. So Gabriel, keep getting up, keep praying. And this life is going to be so exciting for you, man. It's going to be glorious. And folks, thank you so much for calling, Gabriel. But folks, we need your help right now. There is nothing I like more than talking to 14-year-olds.
Who are serious.
Oh, my goodness.
Ask you a serious question about the faith. It's beautiful.
And the 7-year-olds and the 8-year-olds right. who call in sometimes that ask us just absolutely incredible questions. It's so important that we form our children early. That's what we're doing here at Catholic Answers. But folks, can I say one more time? Actually, can I say 100 more times? We need your help to do it. Please, folks, we are very slow this hour. We had a good first hour. We actually got to the 30 grand thanks to
Robert
from Colorado, but we are way behind right now. We need somebody to call. There's got to be that $10,000 giver and that $5,000 giver out there. There's probably a couple $1,000, but folks, don't you dare. Now, some of you, Tim's asking for all these big, I'm only going to give 25. I'm not going to call. That's a lie from the devil right there. That's a lie from the devil. The devil will tell you not to call because your gift is $20 or $25. We need everyone right now to call 888-291-8000. We've got so many open, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 open lines, folks. We can't have this. 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is the number to call and pledge your support. 888-291-8000. All whole bunch of lines open right now, and we still have $15,000, a whole bunch of that $15,000 match left. Are you saying yes or no to that?
Line one.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to St. Louis, Missouri. Yes. I was going to raise more money, but Tim apparently has so much confidence that you're going to call that I have to go to line one now. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Nick in St. Louis, Missouri, you there with us?
I am. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Happy to. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so I've been Catholic my whole life. I was a cradle Catholic. I really appreciate the teachings of the church, and I love my Catholic faith. My question is about the canonization of the saints. I know how the general process works. Like, I know that there has to be 3 miracles attributed to their intercession, and that they have to be confirmed and verified.
Actually,
and
Nick, it's but 2. It's 2 miracles now. You have
2
miracles. 1 necessary for beatification and 1 for canonization. Yes, but go ahead.
Okay. That adds a little more clarity. But yeah, so my question is primarily dealing with like the before. So like before right. that first miracle is attributed to their intercession, how can we know like if they're interceding for us, because like essentially like they've died, assuming they've died in a state of grace, and assuming like we don't know their fate, like if they're in purgatory on their way to heaven or if they're in hell, like
yes,
or if they're
great
like,
question
not there. Yeah, you kind of Yeah, do you get where I'm going with that?
Yes.
Like before it's attributed to them. Yeah.
And thank you for your question. It is a really important one. And the key is here. I will use my father as an example. My dad, who died 5 years ago, hard to believe, but my dad just had an incredible transformation when he converted to the Catholic faith and was so faithful. Daily Mass until he got Alzheimer's and couldn't go any longer. He was so faithful. I've never seen a more transformed man. When he died, let me tell you, I believe in my heart of hearts, if he went to purgatory, it wasn't for very long. I'm just saying. But I don't know that. So I pray for him every day, but I also pray to him because I believe, now that's just me privately, I pray for him and to him because I believe he is in heaven. And we can do that as private Catholics, but we can't formally pray to anybody that's not canonized liturgically.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum with Tim Staples. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and interspersed here with the calls that we're taking, questions for Tim Staples, which have been quite international today. We're also raising some funds because we have to come to you each quarter and ask you for your support so that we will be fully funded for the next quarter. To do that, we have certain donors who help us by giving us matching funds. We have $15,000 in matching funds this hour, and which we are not close to having used up. So if you are ready to dial that phone, 888-291-8000, if you make a $5 pledge, it's going to become $10 to us. And I say make a $5 pledge because that $5 pledge that becomes $10 to us, it adds up very, very quickly if folks are willing to just pick up the phone and make the pledge. I remember last pledge drive, a couple from Ireland. I don't know if it was Ireland dollars or America dollars, but $5, $10 pledges, and we were so grateful. And that's just amazing. People around the world going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and making their pledge. And any amount, it's all going to be doubled right now. So this is a perfect time. If you've got $5 that you can pledge, 888-291-8000 if you're here in the U.S. But all around the world, you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge, and it is doubled right now. I also want to let you know how this all works. You know, there are some folks who are watching us directly on YouTube or Facebook or around the world on different apps and things. But most people, They're getting us on a local Catholic radio station. The feed is probably coming from EWTN. And so people often think we're EWTN or we're your local Catholic radio network, but we're not. Catholic Answers is an apostolate in Southern California devoted to explaining and defending the Catholic faith. We produce this program for free and send it to anybody who wants to broadcast it. Anybody. We've never fired any station. We've been fired from stations, but we never fired any stations. We'll give the show free to anybody. So the people to support are EWTN, who make Catholic radio possible basically all around the world. You got to support your local Catholic radio station or network. And when you support us, you support this program so that we can provide it for free to anybody who wants it all around the world. And it is broadcast all around the world. And I'm looking at the folks who just gave to us, and I see my friend Bernadette, who runs a wonderful Catholic radio station in Cleveland, AM 1260, The Rock. And she's supporting us. And that's how it works. And, you know, at some point, The Rock will have their pledge drive, and I'll support them. Well, I'll try to talk Nick into supporting them. But one of us will be giving money, either you or me, Nick. But that's how the Catholic radio world works. What you're supporting when you call us here at Catholic Answers and give your money is to have these apologists trained and ready to go to answer questions from anywhere around the world about the Catholic faith. 888-291-8000 is the place to go to support us. It costs very little. We got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. I think it's on Sunday. And 2 seconds of Super Bowl commercial, 2 seconds of Super Bowl commercial funds us for 3 months. That's how much money we got to raise in the next 3 days. And you can help us do it. 888-291-8000 is the place to call, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Every dollar matched dollar for dollar right now. And look at this. As I'm saying, we go around the world. Here's Sylvester in Albania.
Wow.
Watching on YouTube Live.
Fantastic.
Sylvester in Albania. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Oh, no.
No, please don't tell me.
Well, listen, that can
answer? Did we hang up on Sylvester from Albania?
Nope, the Albanians cut the line. It wasn't me.
Oh, my goodness. No. Well, listen, what was his name?
Sylvester.
Sylvester. I am so sorry, brother, but I do see our call screener got your question written down. So let me just give you a quick response. The problem with the census, and this is a popular problem with skeptics of the Gospels, because in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, when speaking, we hear this every Christmas, right? It's during the time of the census when the Holy Family comes to Israel, to Bethlehem, of course. And most modern Bibles will say the first census when Quirinius was governor. And I like Dr. N.T. Wright, a brilliant Protestant scripture scholar, who points out that when protos, which normally does mean first or chief,
yeah,
it can mean first in succession, usually it's chief, but when followed by the genitive, I hope you're hearing me, my brother, it often means before. And there are other examples, I don't remember off the top of my head, other examples in the Gospels where this is done. And so actually, see, the problem was Quirinius's census was held roughly in about 6 AD, according to Josephus. And so if Jesus was coming during the census of Quirinius, wait a minute, that doesn't work because Jesus would have been born about 1 BC.
And Quirinius was governor when?
Six AD.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. But actually, when you understand the Greek text, it actually says before Quirinius. And most likely, St. Luke would bring this up because this was a big deal, a census. And his listeners, or his readers, I should say, would all be aware of it. So he just mentions it kind of in passing. Before Quirinius.
Yeah.
And the famous census. To give his readers a general time frame, it was before that. And most likely it was 5 or so years before. So, my brother, I know there are other issues when it comes to the census, but that's the main one. And you know the good news is, folks, that the skeptics and such, many of whom have the best of intentions, you know, who attack the Gospels, attack our faith, you know what we've learned over the years is just to love them with the truth. You know, we have the fullness of the truth, and that's a blessing. But we need to be able to give it to folks who really are inquiring, like our friend Sylvester from Albania. You know, this guy's told me this, and this is, how do I respond? Well, there are responses, folks, and we know where to get them. It is in the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic faith. Folks, I've got to say it again, because for whatever reason, we did well in the first hour. We are really behind right now. We are way behind. We've not made our match. We're not even close. We need your help at 888-291-8000, because we need to be able to bring answers like I just did to Sylvester from Albania.
Yeah.
Right? In a country that's not very Christian, although there is a renewal going on, I understand, in Albania. So, folks, we need your help because we simply cannot do it without it. So can you do me a favor? I'm going to ask one more time. Is there that? Is there a soul out there that can give that $10,000? And maybe one more that can give that $5,000 gift? Then at least we won't have to worry about the match and we can take it beyond, folks. Because we've got to, you know what? We can't just barely make it. We want to go beyond and we want to do more. Like the Catholic Cancer School of Apologetics. More radio broadcasts, podcasts, and so forth. We've got all sorts of ideas, but we need the finances. Carl Keating had the idea of the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics many years ago. When I first came here 16 years ago, it's just now come to fruition because of you. There's a lot more we want to do. We need your help. Can you do us a favor right now? Stop listening to the devil. Pick up the phone. Dial 888. Dial. How about punch the buttons? 888.
We still say dial, though.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's like the sun rose, right? 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need you.
888-291-8000. A long way to go. Lots of lines open. Lots of folks in this building just sitting, waiting for the phone to ring. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you for recurring monthly donations right now and see if you can do that. And we can send you some gifts because those recurring monthly donations are matched for the entire year as soon as you make the pledge. So you say you could pledge $18 a month, $20 a month, $25 a month. For any pledge, $18 a month or more right now, we can send you St. Joseph and His World, the brand new book from Mike Aquilina with a foreword by Scott Hahn about exactly what it says. The beautiful, what do we know about St. Joseph? More than you might think. And we know a great deal from modern scholarship about his town, Nazareth, about the area of the Galilee, about the situation among the Jewish people. You know, just in the last 70 years, we've got the Dead Sea Scrolls that have filled in so much. So get to know St. Joseph and His World during this year of St. Joseph. We'll send you that book if you can pledge $18 a month or more. But we'll also send you Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart by Father Thomas Daly. Both books, if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, if you can do it right now, it's going to get matched because we are having trouble meeting that match. If you can do a pledge of $45 a month or more, $45 a month or more, then we're going to be able to send you both of those books. But we'll also send you Tim's course, and it's the full course. Like, it's the hard copy. Like, it's a hard shell with DVDs in it. It's got a book in it. You get online resources that you can access. Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture, the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics. It's the first course you did for the School of Apologetics.
Yes.
Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. You get the whole deal, $45 a month or more. Can you call and make that pledge right now? Or maybe make that pledge online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I think continuing with the international theme.
Let's do it.
Back to our neighbors in Canada, Aaron in Vancouver, Canada this time, watching on YouTube Live. You're next, Aaron. Go ahead. We still have him, right? I didn't cut him off. Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
I just
Aaron.
Want to know,
yes.
As a Hindu, as a non-Christian, right?
Yes.
It never made sense to me about the whole Adam and Eve garden thing, right?
Yes.
Because if God knew about the of Adam and Eve rebelling, then why did He put the tree in the first place?
Yes, that is a great question, Aaron. And here is it's a profound question, and it's a really important answer. The fact is, free will, my friend, is so important to Almighty God that He gave the angels a test. They were created with free will. And before we were ever created, God gave them a test, and they had to choose whether to follow God freely or not. And we know from the Bible in Revelation chapter 12, for example, and elsewhere, that two-thirds of the angels chose for God and one-third fell, Lucifer being one of them. Well, when he created man, he gave them a test as well. And the tree is the symbol of that test. Because, see, Aaron, God could have created us in such a way that we would choose absolutely the good all the time. However, there would not be freedom as we understand freedom, and there would also not be love as we understand love. Look, Aaron, if on my wedding day 20 years ago, I had a gun to the back of my wife's head, right? And I said, all right, you say yes, you say yes when the priest says so, or I'm going to blow your brains out. Well, she might have said yes, but that wouldn't be love, because love has to be freely given. And so, Aaron, that is a very important symbol. And yes, God knew, but God also only permits evil and bad choices in as much as God foreknows also that he would ultimately come to this earth, die on the cross, to bring us to a heaven that is so far more glorious than Adam and Eve could ever have imagined. That's the only reason why God even permitted them to fall in the first place. But it's very important, Aaron, that we understand the importance of freedom in a day and age where the sciences, you know, from B.F. Skinner many years ago, and the behaviorists who want to say that, you know, there's no such thing as free will, to the Calvinists and so many other different kinds of fatalism that are an attack against the dignity of the human person and her freedom. Governments now encroaching on our freedoms. These are antithetical to what is a very core truth in sacred scripture, rooted right here and in your question, Aaron, that is the primacy of freedom when it comes to human beings.
Aaron, how nice to get your call. I have to be honest with you, we don't get that many. We ask, but we don't get that many calls from Hindu folks or people who identify themselves at the beginning as Hindu folks. I'm glad you called. I hope you'll call again. It would be nice if you'd become a regular caller, because I'd like to hear your story and how you got to, like, for example, how you got to know about the book of Genesis.
I mean, amen. And you know what, brother? How many countries have we talked to? Canada? Yeah. Albania?
Yeah.
Now, was it India just now?
Wait, Canada, Albania, Philippines, we talked
Philippines.
To. We talked to a guy in Australia.
Australia.
Went back to Canada. I can't remember how. That's and a lot of the
our,
world.
What
so
was
far.
Our Hindu friend? Oh, he was from
Canada.
He was from Canada.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Folks, this is extraordinary, you know, that we can sit here in this little studio in San Diego and answer people's questions literally around the world. What a deal. I said it at the beginning of the last hour. I said it at the end. I'm going to say it again. What a deal, folks. And you have an opportunity right now, because as I said before, oh my goodness, I'm getting nervous now, because we've got a long way to go, folks, to meet our match. We need somebody to call. You know what? We really need that $5,000 gift, because that would go a long way toward getting us to our match. Is there somebody out there that can call right now and give that $5,000? Because we are running out of time. And in the meantime, because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 phone lines open, we need you to call in that $20 gift. Yes, that $20 gift, that $25 a week gift, that $50 gift. And let me ask, for those of you that are already given monthly gifts, maybe you're given $50 a month, can you raise it to $60? There might be a $25 a month giver. You can raise it to $50. Folks, we need your help. We come to you every day bringing you the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We give and we don't ask for anything. Just four times a year we come to you, and we're asking you now, folks, please pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. 1-800-800-3000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You won't be sorry you did. I guarantee it. You are going to be a partaker in all of the good labors of Catholic Answers when you do.
888-291-8000. We're about to go back to the phones. I want to go over the giving levels again because I kind of messed up the last time and I want to correct what I messed up. I'll explain to you. 888-291-8000 is where you go to support Catholic Answers right now, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We do have a bit of ground to make up this hour. There are lots of folks, like, as we always say, God's not short of money. You've got lots of friends. So as you pick up the phone, you'll get us closer, and we appreciate it. If you can make that $18 a month or more pledge, I want to remind you about the two books, Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and the Devotion to the Sacred Heart, and also St. Joseph and His World. We'll send you both of those. I mentioned that. I didn't get that part wrong. And then if you could make a pledge of $45 a month or more, we'll add Tim's beautiful course, 54 different lessons on video with the book and everything, Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture, a full course. This is not a talk. This is not a chat. This is not an article. This is a full course, Evidence for the Church. We'll send you, if you can make a pledge of $45 or more. But then I didn't mention if you can make a pledge of $84 a month or more, we'll send you all of that. But you're also a member of the President's Club. And if you're a member of the President's Club, you get a free subscription for 1 year to Catholic Answers Magazine. You can ask us for anything we publish that year. Any book that we publish, any DVD, CD, we'll send them to you free of charge. You get to participate in Founder Circles weekends. If you choose, you can come to a special retreat that we do once a year. And there's all kinds of other benefits. But just for the Catholic Answers Magazine subscription, I would think for many people that would be worth it. That's at $84 a month. So if there's some folks who can call now and make that $18 a month pledge and get the two books, $45 a month pledge and get the two books plus Tim's course, or maybe you'd like to join the President's Club and that's just $84 a month or a $1,000 one-time gift and you are in the President's Club. For those of you, like Tim asked, for $5,000 or $10,000 earlier, there is a thing called Founders Circle. And there's all kinds of things that come with being – these are like giving societies is what they are. And Founders Circle also has benefits for you and that some that extend to your family members, some benefits that we can share with your kids as well. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Every bit helps now because we are struggling a bit. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And now, are we staying in the U.S. this time? No, we're not, as a matter of fact. We can be. All right, we're back to Canada. It's Canada Day here on Catholic Answers. Rob in Canada watching on YouTube Live. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you for taking my call today. So my question is about the role of marriage in the Catholic Church. So I think marriage in many different cultures has many different meanings, and sometimes it can mean economic dependence. Sometimes it can mean familial relations, like, you know, bonding of families together. My understanding of it in the Catholic Church is that it is about marital fidelity and also the raising of children into adulthood, into responsible adults.
All right. Go ahead with your question. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. It's a little long-winded, but my question is, does marriage have to be lifelong, or does it fulfill its natural end once children reach independence?
Right.
Oh, great. Great question. The Catechism of the Catholic Church gives a great definition of marriage in paragraph 1660, where it says, "The marriage covenant by which a man," and I have to emphasize, "one man and one woman form with each other an intimate communion of life and love, has been founded and endowed with its own special laws by the Creator. By its very nature, it is ordered to the good of the couple, as well as the generation and education of children. Christ the Lord, however, raised marriage between the baptized to the dignity of a sacrament." And that leads to paragraph 1661, when the Catechism says, "The sacrament of matrimony therefore signifies the union of Christ and the Church. It gives spouses the grace to love each other with the love with which Christ has loved us," that is his church. "The grace of the sacrament thus perfects the human love of the spouse and strengthens their indissoluble unity and sanctifies them on the way to eternal life." So with marriage elevated to the level of sacrament, my brother, when you enter into a sacramental union that is ratified at the altar, that is the exchange of vows, and consummated, that sacrament becomes a sacramental manifestation of the love of Jesus Christ for his church. It is indissoluble. There's no power. The church can't dissolve. The Pope can't dissolve a ratified and consummated sacramental union. So no, it does not, you know, after the children are grown and so forth, the marriage continues because, of course, the purpose of marriage is both the union of one man, one woman for life and the procreation of children. And I should also note that that relationship with the children doesn't stop when the children move out. You're still their parents and there's still a relationship. They both have obligations toward you and you toward them. They change, to be sure, after the kids leave the house, but they are still there. Everything about sacramental marriage points to that indissoluble union that, unfortunately, my brother, has been so much scuttled in our culture today to the demise of our culture, because the family is the foundation of civilization. It's who we are. It's where we've come from. It's where we're going. It's everything about us. We are the family of God. The family is the foundation, not just of civilization, but of the church. A church, a civilization, a culture, a community is only as strong as its families. Well, brother, thanks so much for your call. And I need to give one more plea here, folks. I'm begging you. We really do need you to come through here. My heart rate is going up here, Si, because we still have a pretty good ways to go to make it. Folks, we need somebody to come through. Can we get a $3,000 gift? That would go a long way toward getting us there. And I think we've got some folks on the line. Folks, come on. Pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000. We are not there, but we need your help. We're coming down to the wire. We've got to meet this match of $15,000. So you're still getting your dollars doubled at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We can make this, folks. Join with us right now.
888-291-8000, the number to call, or as Tim said, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. It all gets matched the same way. I do want to thank a donor from Scotland. Gary from Scotland says, I listen to you guys all the time. Gary, we're delighted. I was looking through the donations to see how many came from Canada, to see if Scotland was beating Canada, because half the calls came from Canada today. Yes. Canadians, make your way to a computer. All of your fellow countrymen are calling. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can pledge if you're in Canada. You can probably just call 888-291-8000. So I didn't see any from Canada. And then they had to, I always have to get reminded of this. It's by province that it goes in. So like there's a donation from Ontario.
Okay.
From Ontario. I'm just looking at one right now. So Senin, you are representing the entire populace of Canada right now and supporting Catholic Answers from Canada. Thanks to all the people of Scotland and the United States who are providing this program to everyone else in the world right now. If you're listening around the world, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're here in the U.S. or Canada, probably Mexico too, you can call 888-291-8000. If you're listening later, if you listen in a delayed way, CatholicAnswersRadio.com will stay available for you to make your pledge. I will also tell you that when we go off the air, folks will still be answering phones here, and we need a big push here. Maybe you can make that $18 a month pledge and get the two books, Behold This Heart about St. Francis de Sales and St. Joseph and His World, the book by Mike Aquilina. If you can do $45 a month, you can add to that Tim's entire course, Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church and Scripture. And if you can do $84 a month, you're also, in addition to those things, a member of the President's Club, and you get anything we publish for a whole year free if you want it. You just ask for it and we send it to you. And you also get a free subscription to Catholic Answers Magazine. 888-291-8000. Hate to say it, but half the phone lines are open right now as we head into the end. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know what, folks? I want to thank everyone who gave both hours. You guys are awesome. And as I said, we're still not there. We're coming down to the wire here, folks. We need you to call after we go off the air. Please do not stop. We're not there. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thank you all for calling, and thank you all that are on the phone lines right now. We need to hear from you. We love you. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tomorrow, it's the very best thing I get to do. An hour with Tim Staples, an hour with Jimmy Akin. Pretty hard to beat that on the air. We'll see you then. God willing, please pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Or, as we've been saying, safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.